This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Your Voice, Your Vote. I'm Brian Clark. Pennsylvania is the largest electoral prize of the seven swing states, and both Vice President Harris and former President Trump are spending Election Eve vying for those 19 votes. Harris telling volunteers in Scranton,
"Are we ready to do this?
Yeah!
We're ready to get out the vote!
Yeah!
We're ready to win!
And Trump just came on stage in Reading. He'll head to Pittsburgh and then close his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Security also an issue and a concern across the country. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, says
our agencies are working together with federal partners to ensure a peaceful transition of power.
She's urging people to rely on trusted sources of information. The Republican National Committee has sued Milwaukee's Election Commission, alleging it limited polling place observers. The city says it did not, and the suit's in bad faith. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Today is the day before the election, and both major presidential parties have their vice presidential nominees visiting La Crosse. Republican J.D. Vance will be at the La Crosse Center this morning, while Democrat and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will speak later in the morning. Because of the two events, La Crosse police said that there will be traffic issues for most of the day today. Walz will make other stops around the state today. Vance is making his first appearance in La Crosse. The election is tomorrow. Voters across Wisconsin will decide on 140 school referendum questions posted by 121 different districts for a total of over $4.2 billion. Several of those will be on ballots right here in the Cooley region. La Crosse, Sparta, Tomah, and West Salem are each seeking tens of millions of dollars for facilities projects. Meanwhile, West Salem, Viroqua, DeSoto, Lafarge, and Royal are each pursuing operational referendums to help pay for staff and programming and to cover budget deficits. The election is tomorrow. Both major political parties promoted voting early during this election, and people in Wisconsin listened. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
As of Friday morning, almost a million absentee ballots had been cast by the voters of Wisconsin. Megan Wolf, the state's chief elections official, said 645,190 mail-in absentee ballots were requested, and so far, 537,645 of them have been returned. She added that the state has seen a 48% increase in absentee voting compared to the 2020 election. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
If you have an absentee ballot and haven't returned it yet, you can bring it to your polling place tomorrow on Election Day. Take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app or get it on your device's app store. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Lions in a game with heavy rain, 24-14 in favor of Detroit. Green Bay receivers dropping several passes. The Packers penalized 10 times for 67 yards. Matt LaFleur.
I was disappointed with the number of penalties and just self-inflicted wounds that we had, and you can't do that against a really good football team.
The Packers now 6-3 heading into the bye. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell at a loss for words after losing to the Iowa Hawkeyes 42-10.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing you said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better.
The Badgers fall to 5-4. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick and second baseman Bryce Terang each named Gold Glove winners. The team declined closer Devin Williams' option for next season, although he remains on the roster for now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered shower chances continuing, alongside a breezy south wind that's whipping up to 20 miles per hour today, with highs reaching the mid-60s. Tonight, we stay decently mild, lows fall to near 50 as the rain continues to ramp up and patchy fog is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy. Money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires.
What's up, y'all? It is the 3 o'clock hour, and that means it is Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. I've got a great guest for us this afternoon. He was my first guest in this special segment, and so it's only fitting that in this lead up, these final hours before the big 2024 election and before the tax fight of 2025 kicks off on November 6th, that he joins me today. Cardi, if you can make sure that he's added to the stream. There he is. The famous Morris Pearl, former managing director at BlackRock, one of the world's largest investment firms, one of the original patriotic millionaires, now the board chair for the PMs. Welcome back, Morris. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Great to be in your show.
Listen, folks, because Morris has done this so many times, I asked him before we came on, could we take a couple of callers if you have questions for our good friend Morris? And he said, indeed, yes. So a very special episode here where you can ask questions of Morris or myself, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But as we are, you know, under 48 hours from potentially knowing who the next president is, Morris, let's start there. What are the biggest differences between the two candidates when it comes to tax policy?
I don't know if we're going to know who the next president is in 48 hours.
This is true. Maybe.
It might take a few minutes longer than that.
Yes.
But I think the biggest difference is that one side, they think the way to help people do better is by giving more money to rich people and things somehow that will trickle down to everyone else. And the other side thinks the way to help all the everyone else do better is to send money to everyone else.
Pretty basic. Do you give more money to rich people, or whether that's in a tax break? That's one of the things that I always try to explain to people, Morris, is that from an economic perspective, a tax break for the rich is just like the government wrote them a check.
Yeah. And even better, you don't have to wait for the check to come in. You right. Just keep the money you already have and not pay taxes. So it works out great getting a tax break. That is the major reason why people like me are wealthier now than we were back in 2017. The companies we own stock in make profits and pay half the taxes they did back then, or a lot less tax than they did back then. Mm-hmm. Therefore, our stocks are worth more. Warren Buffett explained it, very simply 6 years ago. It's not that complicated.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about recent history, because Donald Trump passed an absolutely huge tax cut for the wealthiest Americans and corporations. Now, in order to make this palatable, of course, he included a little drippings for us middle class folks. Can you explain to us what that Trump tax cut did for the richest among us. And I'm not talking about folks, you got a few million bucks in your 401k, or you're looking to leave a few million bucks to your kids or pay for their first house or nope. Morris and I are talking about really, really, really wealthy people and corporations. What's Donald Trump's record there?
Well, they're hugely richer than they were back then because they're paying hugely less taxes. The corporate tax rate went from about 35% to about 21%. That's a huge decrease. That's like giving a humongous raise to all those people that own stock in those corporations, like a 40% raise. And that's like, yeah, that's one of the reasons why some people are a lot richer now than they were back then. And yeah, there were things that affected the taxes of other people who aren't rich investors. Some up, some down. Net result is, yeah, some people are making a few dollars a month more than they were back then. But it's the richest people who are getting the vast, vast, vast majority of all of the benefits of the 2017 tax cut.
Folks, this is Morris Pearl. He is the board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, my special guest today on this episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. Donald Trump keeps saying, like, I'm going to use tariffs to pay for everything that we need and solve all of America's problems. What are tariffs at this level going to do for regular working middle class Americans, Morris?
Well, if they're successful, they will raise the prices of the things that the regular Americans buy. Mm. That's the whole point of a tariff, is to raise prices so the people making the stuff can make more profits. If you're trying to sell blue jeans and you're competing against someone importing them from China, the tariff will make the person have to charge more higher prices so you can charge higher price for yours. And that way, instead of getting the low-priced blue jeans from China, the Americans who want to buy blue jeans will have to pay a higher price. Mm. And then they'll be willing to buy your blue jeans because they're both be the same price. And you can charge more.
Yeah, it's really, there's this really interesting interaction that can happen over some time, Morris, that you're describing with tariffs, right? So that the importing companies that sell those goods in the United States, they will be selling those previously cheaper goods at a higher price. That means that American companies, their similar product, you may be more inclined to buy because now it's all more expensive. And oh, by the way, it may have this domino effect where everything becomes more expensive because we get into a trade war, and or domestically based companies will actually raise their prices because the entire price pressure is upward and you end up with things like massive inflation and recessions. I mean, these are all possibilities.
That's the whole point of a tariff, is to make prices higher, to increase the profits of businesses in the United States.
This is the point. This is the very point. Let's take a quick call. We got Dick from Madison. Please say hello to Morris. And what is your question, Dick?
Good afternoon. Okay, let's carry this out and say that he was elected and the economy starts cratering simply because of what you just said. And then suddenly the customer base has no money to spend. I mean, how good is that for business if 3/4 of this country is so broke they can't keep money circulating by buying anything?
Dick, I think this is the magic question. Morris?
That's the point that we, the Patriotic Millionaires, try to make all the time. You know, what I say in every speech about wage policies is the guy who owns the bar cares a lot more about how much beer money all the people sitting in the bar have on Friday night than about the wages of the one guy standing there pouring the beer. And yeah, that's why we honestly believe, the Patriotic Millionaires that are business people and investors, that what's good for having a robust middle class is good for everybody. We would rather build businesses and invest money in a place, a country filled with people who have enough money to buy stuff. It's very short term to try to think that you want to be greedy now and get more money now and not leave any for everyone else. So, I mean, I think tariffs are just a bad idea for everybody. And, you know, I think very few people benefit from tariffs, except if you are a manufacturer of something and you're trying to compete with somebody in another country manufacturing that same thing and selling it to Americans for less money. Those business owners could benefit from a tariff.
But ultimately not the middle class people buying the products, because we will be paying more across the board, which over the longer, medium to long term, makes it even difficult for those American-based manufacturers. It is a cyclical phenomenon. Kamala Harris has said that she doesn't want to raise taxes and won't raise taxes on anybody that makes $400,000 a year or less. Do you think that that makes sense? Do you think it's a fair cutoff? Should it be higher or lower? What do you think, Morris?
Well, yeah, I think there should be a cutoff. I mean, we recommended a slightly higher number, $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the detail is that important. I mean, it is important for people who earn $400,000.
Yes.
But I think the point is that we want to raise taxes on the rich.
Yes.
And where, exactly how you define that, I mean, $1 million, $10 million, whatever. We want to raise tax on the rich people. We don't want to raise taxes on people that are living paycheck to paycheck, which honestly is almost everybody in America, unfortunately.
She has also said that she supports increasing the Social Security payroll tax cap, which people talk about as scrapping the cap. So my first question, Morris, is what is that? And it enrages me to hear people like Eric Hovde, who's running for Senate in the state of Wisconsin, and other fiscal hawks talk about raising the age of Social Security to better fund Social Security when we stop assessing a Social Security tax, payroll tax, at $140,000. Makes no sense. Please explain scrapping the cap and if this is a good idea, Morris.
Well, sure. The way the Social Security works is it's a thing that's funded by a special tax just for Social Security. The tax rates are a certain percentage between the employer and the employee. It's like 12 point something percent from zero to 140,000, and then zero above 140,000. You don't pay any more.
So if you make over $140,000 a year, which would be, you know, wealthier middle class folks, and then, of course, the wealthiest, you don't pay a single dollar in Social Security tax for your $140,001st dollar. Is that
correct? And all the dollars. When I was an investment banker, we got an end of year, we got a bonus paid in January. They deducted $10,000 or so for security. I was the only Social Security I ever paid because I hit the cap in January when I got a bonus check for the previous year. That was it. I just thought, oh, Social Security, a one-time thing you pay in January for $2,000 a year, you know? And yeah, so it hits a much higher percentage for people that work all year than for rich people. Rich people pay a very low percentage because they only pay the $10,000 or so, and that's it. Regular people that work all year round, they pay 6 or 7% on their entire income of every paycheck.
And of course, neither Donald Trump nor Eric Hovde want to scrap the cap. That is a Kamala Harris, Tammy Baldwin position. We've got so much more coming up in this next segment with our special guest, Morris Pearl, the board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, a prior managing director at BlackRock, the world's largest investment firm. We're going to keep talking about tax and wage policy, all the stuff that hits you in your pocketbook. You're not going to want to miss it. And why tomorrow's election is your opportunity to protect your pocketbook. We come back on today's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for Defund the Police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is in the 3 o'clock half-hour block. That means it is Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. My special guest today is Morris Pearl. He is the board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires and a former managing director of BlackRock, the world's largest investment firm. We've been talking about Donald Trump's record on taxes. Let me summarize. Tax cuts for the wealthiest, the 100 millionaire sets, tax cuts for the largest, most consistently profitable corporations, and pittance to the rest of us. And it's only going to get worse if Donald Trump is reelected. More tax cuts for the billionaire bros. We may create the world's first trillionaire. More corporate tax cuts, which means less tax cuts for working people. By definition, you give one billionaire one tax cut, that's a whole tons of thousands of hundreds of thousands of us that can't get that same tax break. Why would we be giving billionaires bigger tax breaks? It defies any reasonable explanation at all. Morris knows all about it. Let's dig into some of those tax questions, and then we'll take your questions and or texts. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Kamala Harris supports raising the capital gains tax rate and taxing, quote, unrealized gains. So as wealth is increasing, even if people haven't sold the asset that created that wealth increase, she thinks we should tax that. For those not familiar with this or familiar with what capital gains are, can you explain what this is and what she's proposing?
Let me talk about income. Your income is the money you get in your paycheck every week with taxes deducted from it. That's how most people get their income. And every week, taxes are deducted. Some people, like investors, get their income from just sort of sitting here watching the numbers and your screen go up as the stock prices go up. And from the stock market, we don't pay any taxes on that. That's the secret. That doesn't count as income until you sell the stock. I don't need to sell the stock ever. I can just withdraw money from my brokerage account, run a negative cash balance, and do that for my entire life. It's called buy, borrow, die. And it works great. That's how Elon Musk makes tons of money and pays no tax at all. We only have an income tax in our country. If you don't have an income, you don't have to pay any income taxes. It's that simple. You don't need an army of accountants or lawyers or anyone else. If you don't want to pay income tax, just don't have an income. It's simple enough.
Yeah, this is one of those things that, again, a dollar created from work and a dollar created from wealth are economically identical. Why we tax work more heavily than we tax the dollar created from wealth, again, defies any reasonable explanation. I do get questions all the time, Morris, about but the deficit. When we talk about tax and wage policy and trying to address our deficit, how does all of this fit together? Because if we start cutting taxes meaningfully for the middle class and maybe even giving a tax vacation for people that are only earning poverty level wages, what does that do for our deficit? Can we still pay? Can we still manage our deficit? Can we pay it down? Yes. How is that going to work?
Yes, I'm not worried about our deficit. The government of the United States creates dollars. They create more every year. The total number of dollars in existence goes up. When you have dollars in your pocket that you use to pay for something, or dollars in your bank account or whatever, that just means that's a symbol for how much stuff you're able to buy. As the total amount of stuff in our country goes up, as the population goes up, the total number of dollars in existence should go up. And it does. And that's been happening for decades, and it's going to happen in the future too. So I'm honestly not worried about this deficit. It's been going up since before I was born, and it's not been a problem. And it's going to go up for my granddaughter's entire lifetime too, and it's not going to be a problem for her either. It's the way of thinking about it is just not necessary, because the United States government is not like your personal checking account, because they're allowed to create more dollars. They're kind of different than you and I in that we don't create dollars. We can only spend the dollars that we get somehow or other.
Thanks so much for that, Morris. Really appreciate it. Got another question from one of our texters that says, can we talk about a little bit about what it was like back in earlier times? Was our tax policy, you know, coming out of the New Deal into the 50s and 60s, how was our tax policy? How did it look then? And were Americans doing better then, middle class Americans doing better back then?
Back in the 1940s, the government actually made music videos about how patriotic it is to pay taxes. And people who are the high earners paid far higher tax than they do now, 70, 80, over 90% for the very highest earners. And they were perfectly happy doing that. And the country was doing great. Well, as long as you were white, the country was doing great.
Yes.
Black people, not so much. But that, it worked very well. And people were perfectly happy with that. And there was tons of investments. We built interstate highways. We sent astronauts to the moon. We did all kinds of crazy things, building universities and hospitals and everything else, where taxes were 70 and 80 and 90% of the highest earners. The very guy who's complaining the most about taxes going up paid 70% taxes, and got a hospital named after him right down the street here. It worked great. The other side is just wrong. You know, President Trump said, you know, we're lower taxes and we're going to stop abandoning factories. People don't abandon profitable factories.
Yes.
And they don't pay tax on them at all either. So it just is a lie that somehow reducing rich people's taxes is the way to succeed.
Yeah, it doesn't make any gosh darn sense. There's only one candidate that promised sustained tax relief for middle class and working class folks, and that's Kamala Harris. The other guy's just billionaire giveaways. That's it. More burden on each and every one of us. My special thanks to Morris Pearl, board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, my friend, and now yours, for sharing his wisdom with us. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. Dom Salvia comes up next here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM. Thank you for listening to Maggie and the Millionaires on this Civic Media station. The Patriotic Millionaires are financial supporters through paid advertising on some Civic Media stations.
Happy Friday. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report. Before we take a look at the grain markets this afternoon, how do you feel about your forage quality this year? This year's wet growing season may have brought mycotoxins to your stored feed. If your forage quality isn't up to snuff, mycotoxins could prevent your herd from reaching its full potential. Today, we're visiting with Joel Pankowski, a field technician with Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition. He tells us how a wet growing season impacts feed quality.
Yeah, it was wet here. It was wet in Northwest Ohio, Michigan. Those areas are going to, it was perfect for mold growth during the growth phase. Now we've got great weather for harvest. It was dry. The problem is when those feeds go into the bunks or the silos, they're going to be contaminated with mycotoxins. And what we find in the literature is animals can handle a high load of one mycotoxin, but there's two things that play against us with that story. The first is we never just have one, and the second is they can't handle multiple mycotoxin insults at lower levels as well as they can handle one mycotoxin insult at a high level. So we've got to do something to mitigate it.
Field technician Joel Pankowski advising producers to be aware of feed quality. I've got your commodity markets coming up.
The growing season of 2024 was anything but ideal for most Wisconsin farmers, but our friends at Wyffels Hybrids see a silver lining to some of the challenges. Dr. Brent Tharp is the technical product development specialist with Wyffels Hybrid, and he said despite weather's challenges, they're still liking what they see.
Very, very pleased with how we're performing. I'm just asking guys and kind of reminding guys, you know, don't rely on just one plot because there is variability out there due to all the rain we had early on. And we just really need to look at multiple plots, multiple locations, and multiple years because we want to find and identify hybrids that work well over varied environments.
Great advice from Dr. Brent Tharp, Technical Product Manager with Wyffels Hybrid. You can find out more about 2024 results and find a Wyffels dealer near you. Just go to Wyffels.com.
On the close Friday from Chicago, cash and new crop corn was up 3¾ cents at 414.5. Cash and new crop soybeans didn't change at 982.5. Cash wheat is down 2.5 cents at 568 a bushel. And July 2025 new crop wheat closed down a penny and a quarter at 605¾. Currently, the Class 3 milk markets are seeing strength. The November contract is up 13 cents at 2025 a hundredweight, and the December contract is up 23 cents at 1969. Cheese was mixed. Barrel cheese closed up 0.75 cents at $1.86¾, and the 40-pound block cheese closed down 0.25 cents at $1.83¾. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a good weekend.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered shower chances continuing alongside a breezy south wind that's whipping up to 20 miles per hour today, with highs reaching the mid-60s. Tonight, we stay decently mild. Lows fall to near 50 as the rain continues to ramp up and patchy fog is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we broadcast from Madison with Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski as we kick off Election Day in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I have to break some news. Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Brostoff, who is a member of the county board and I believe also a former assembly person, has committed suicide. He apparently shot himself this afternoon in Greenfield Park. Again, that is Jonathan Brostoff, Milwaukee County Board Supervisor. City of Milwaukee District 3 Alderman. He was elected to the City of Milwaukee Common Council in November of 2022. Again, this is just breaking news coming in right now. Jonathan Brostoff elected to the 3rd Aldermanic District for the City of Milwaukee in November 2022 has killed himself. He shot himself this afternoon in Greenfield Park. Absolutely heartbreaking. He also served previously as Wisconsin 19th District State Assembly Representative since January 2015. I know Jonathan. I have worked with him. He was a lovely, lovely man. He has a family. Our hearts go out again to Jonathan Brostoff's family. Again, Milwaukee Alderman Jonathan Brostoff has died. He killed himself, shot himself this afternoon. Again, our sympathies with Mr. Brostoff's family and the entire Milwaukee extended family. I know I've gotten some messages from folks that work with him at the city, that have worked with him at the county. Again, absolutely heartbreaking. Our sympathies to the Brostoff family and the larger Milwaukee family. He will be remembered as a tireless public servant. I am now welcoming to our show Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Thank you so much, Madam Lieutenant Governor, for making time with us this afternoon. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. How are you doing in this last run-up to the big day?
You know, we're all across the state of Wisconsin talking to folks. I did just want to acknowledge what you said earlier. I served with Jonathan, and I wanted to also give my sympathy out to his family as well.
Thank you, Madam Lieutenant Governor. What a difficult moment, losing anyone in this way. But Jonathan, again, well-known, beloved by all on both sides of the aisle. He was the reasonable man that you hope to work with when you work in politics. Kind to all. I appreciate that, Madam Lieutenant Governor. I know you are calling in from the car because, again, you are going all across the state today. It is certainly very busy. Where are you? What are you feeling? What's the vibe out there that you're seeing from folks that are getting excited to go vote? What are you seeing from people on the street?
So I have been, again, all across the state of Wisconsin trying to make sure that I can knock on my own doors as well. So just today I was in West Bend and then in Grafton. And then now I'm currently in Greendale and I am going to finish up my day in Waukesha. And every single one of these folks, they are launching canvases from all across the state. We have over 250 staff members across the state of Wisconsin, and volunteers just multiply those efforts all across the state. And so it's just really exciting because they're talking about electing Kamala Harris, making sure we reelect Tammy Baldwin, because that is so critical for us here in Wisconsin. Senator Baldwin has been just a tireless champion for so many industries here in Wisconsin. You know, she, as one of the first Democrats to be endorsed by the Farm Bureau here, it's really something that we want to make sure that she continues to do the work back in D.C.
Yeah, she has been not just an advocate for farmers, though the endorsement of the Farm Bureau, which was such a huge deal, especially when juxtaposed against Eric Hovde's What farm bill? I didn't read the farm. I don't know about the farm bill. What? But more broadly than that, not just her total competence as compared to her opponent, but Senator Baldwin's support for every major employer and industry in the state of Wisconsin to ensure our middle class families are paid fairly and have clean air and clean water to breathe and to consume and to recreate in. I mean, she just up and down the list of issues, whether we're talking about reproductive rights, care for our natural resources, or support for the middle class here in the state of Wisconsin. I think the choice is clear. Do voters seem energized around particular issues, Madam Lieutenant Governor?
So, yes, there are many issues that we're talking to people on the doors about. Wisconsin is really interesting that, you know, abortion access is still top of mind, particularly for women. And they know that Hovde, since 2012, has been a staunch opponent of abortion rights. I don't care how he's trying to dance away from it right now. And they know that Senator Baldwin has authored the Women's Protection Act so that they would be able to have access to contraception, to IVF, to abortion services all across the U.S., not just in Wisconsin. She's been a leader on these types of issues. And so making sure that voters know about that is really important, but it is motivating people to go to the polls. I will tell you one small story. My mom, she's going to be 80 this year, grew up in a very conservative household, but I was born in 1975. Roe was passed in 1973. She remembers what it was like pre-Roe. And these older women who remember what that looked like, they are going to the polls and they are going to be voting for Democrats to make sure that we do not go back. And that includes, you know, Vice President Harris, but it absolutely includes Senator Baldwin.
100%. Tammy has been so out front on reproductive freedom for so long, as has Vice President Harris. A lot of commonalities there in terms of the consistency of their position. Sarah, Madam Lieutenant Governor, my special guest right now. I've got a great guest host on Mondays in the 3:30 block. His name is Dom Salvia. He's got that little show right after mine called the Dom Salvia Show. I know Dom's been sitting here like a jumping bean wanting to ask you a question or two. Dom, your questions for the Lieutenant Governor.
Yes, Sarah, great to speak with you once again. I appreciate you running around, getting the vote out, getting people motivated to the polls. I'm curious, this amendment, this constitutional amendment question, have you come across, are people asking about it? What's the consensus? Is it confusing to them? What are you finding out when you're out talking to people?
So a lot of people are not aware of the constitutional amendment. And if your listeners are not aware, there is a constitutional amendment on the ballot that changes one word of our Constitution. We already require individuals to be citizens to vote in Wisconsin, but even though this may seem like an innocuous constitutional amendment, by changing that one word, it could affect how people have to prove their citizenship. So if you think about somebody like my husband, who's a naturalized citizen, it may make somebody like that, it may make it more difficult for them to prove citizenship if they don't have something like a birth certificate from the U.S. So we are recommending no on that constitutional amendment. We believe that the language that we already have in Wisconsin Constitution is sufficient and that we do not want to disenfranchise anybody across the state of Wisconsin.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, a lot of talk on the other side about election integrity and so forth. What's the experience been? What have people said about whether or not their votes will count, access to the polls? Are folks concerned about that?
So we have heard a lot of misinformation coming out of the Republican camps about safety within this election. But we know that our clerks, our county clerks, are working just overtime to make sure that every vote is counted. These are professionals who have done this before. They take their jobs very, very seriously. And we know that it is a free and fair election within Wisconsin. To make sure you go out to vote, to make sure that your vote is counted. And if you are unaware and you are not registered yet, know that we have same day voter registration on Tuesday. So find out where your polling place is and bring your identification to make sure that you can register and then vote on that day.
Sarah, and thank you for everything you're doing for the door knocking. You're hitting up some of my favorite neighborhoods. Got great friends from West Bend, Grafton, Greendale. You tell all those folks we say hi from Civic Media, and we hope that everybody gets out to vote. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, for stopping by the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon. Happy Election Eve, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me. And everybody remember, you got to get out to vote.
Again, folks, that's Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Boy, great to have her on. And don't worry, the fun will just keep rolling because I got my very good friend Dom Salvia with me for this half hour. Dom, how are you feeling this election eve?
I got to tell you, Maggie, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling good. I'm maybe it's just because I know we're close to the end. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I can.
That's
know,
something to feel good about.
My,
indeed.
My daily ritual of mass deletions of emails.
Yes.
I'll have more time on my hands.
Yes.
But no, I think Harris is doing a great job. The messaging has been great. I've seen. I saw her over the weekend on the YouTubes here in Wisconsin. I thought she did a great job there, and especially when we compare and contrast to the other guys. And what that messaging has been like. It is a stark difference. It's, you know, it's come together. People, if you don't agree with me, seat at the table kind of thing versus, you know, everyone's my enemy. And, oh, yeah, you can shoot through the media to get me. That's okay with me. And the weird action on the microphone. I mean, what are we, 12 years old? It is just the Trump thing is just the weirdest. And it's getting weirder. And darker every moment of every day.
Well, perhaps the best way to summarize Dom's observations about, we're going to take some sound here, Cardi. This is going to be cut 18. Dom's observations about the state of the closing arguments from both candidates, perhaps best summed up by Vice President Harris's appearance on Saturday Night Live. Let us take a listen.
Garbage truck, right?
I don't really laugh like that, do I? Pamela. Take my Pamela. The American people want to stop the chaos
and end the dramala
with a cool new stepmamala. Kick back in our pajamalas and watch a rom Kamala.
Like Legally Blondela.
And start decorating for Christmas. Fala la la la.
Or happy
because
Hanukkah.
What do we always say? Keep Kamala and carry on a lot.
Oh,
that was great.
It was just so perfect. Mm-hmm. Folks, you want to give your thoughts this election eve? Dom and I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. In all seriousness, a candidate that can laugh at themselves.
Right. Self-deprecating a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, a candidate that again, seems accessible, seems so familiar. Even if you hate every single one of the Democratic policies, which I guarantee you, you don't. You just don't know what they are. You can't debate the fact that she's a middle-class lady who grew up, worked her butt off, and has only had one client, the people. Like, we got the guy with the golden toilets and the weird hand gestures by a microphone. Dom, help me out here, buddy, because that's where we're at.
That is where we're at. And she is comes across as the everyday people. And I thought the SNL skit was great. I got to be honest, though. I watched some more of the SNL.
Yes.
And Tim Kaine came out. I was like,
that skit was hilarious.
And I was one of those guys. I was like, wait.
Did you know who he was?
I did, but I didn't remember his name.
Oh, my God. I knew it was Tim. I'm like, that's Tim Kaine.
I knew it was Tim. And then they give an option, a couple of last names.
Yes.
And then one of them was Tim Scott. I'm like, oh, I knew it wasn't any of the names they gave because I know it's very specific.
Not Tim Scott either.
No.
We got to take care of some business. That's Dom Salvia. You guys want to let us know what you're feeling, what you're thinking, your prognostications on this election eve, give us a call. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. More fun ensues.
You're listening
listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for Defund the Police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 1490 WLCX and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
What's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. Happy Election Eve. You're going to want to be a voter. This one definitely counts. Now, while you can skip election, like you don't have to vote for each race on a ballot, I highly recommend you don't. Because we got new maps here in the state of Wisconsin. We have new congressional maps here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got a female candidate for president. Don't just vote on the top of the ticket. Vote all the way down the ticket. But you can leave things blank. And it is not a test. Remember, you can bring materials in and it's not a test. You can bring a friend in. You can phone a friend. Do whatever you need to do to make sure you are a voter and an informed voter at that. And of course, Civic Media's got you covered. If you are still confused about the new districts, the candidates running in the state assembly and Senate, our very own Dan Schaefer, writer of the Recombobulation, our political editor here at Civic Media, has them all broken down. You can check that out at civicmedia.us/voter guide. Join us, of course, for our special election night coverage. Dom's going to be there. I'm going to be there. It starts at 6 o'clock. All your favorite Civic Media folks will be there. Don't be square. You need to be there too. Your final thoughts and impressions, predictions, all welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But one of my most favorite longtime politicians slash policy wonks from Milwaukee went off. Howard Fuller, absolutely mic dropping, talking to voters just this past week, and this is Dr. Howard Fuller, education advocate, longtime advocate and proponent, supporter of Milwaukee Public Schools. He helped bring choice here in Milwaukee many moons ago. He doesn't even recognize what we've got now in terms of choice and voucher schools, defunding of public education. Let's listen to what Howard Fuller had to say to voters this cycle.
Americans have watched Nope.
The world would be better off with Saddam Hussein.
Nope. This is cut number 12. So if you can turn that off, Cardi, we're still working through these. Hang on. All right.
I'm a single issue voter. My single issue is Donald Trump. He is the most despicable ass human being walking the face of the earth. And all of y'all out here talking about 3 cents for gas. This man wants to destroy your personhood. And so there's got to be at least one of us out here that ain't explaining about the earned tax credit or the child tax. We're saying that this is a white supremacist who is trying to destroy everything that we have fought for over the last 50 years. And I ain't got time to explain to you every damn detail about policy. This man cannot be the president of the United States. We can talk about policy after we defeat his ass. You feeling me?
So I'm feeling you, Howard.
Yeah, baby.
Leave it to Howard Fuller to be like, this is what y'all need to hear. He is a white supremacist who wants to destroy your personhood.
Wow.
He could be talking to black folks, brown folks, women folks, LGBTQIA folks. How about middle class folks? You ain't wealthy or able to cut him a big old fatty check. He don't care about you. Dom, your reactions to Dr. Fuller, I thought he nailed it.
He absolutely nailed it and so spot on. It is hard to talk about any of the other ancillary issues. When you think about policy and all the expectations that, oh, Kamala's got to do this and Kamala's got to articulate that. Are you kidding me? Just as the doctor said, this guy is coming after your personhood. He is a white supremacist. I mean, doesn't even matter what his policies are, if that's where you're starting with.
He's a white supremacist.
But he kept the trains running on time? What are you talking about? And someone like that, with a character like that, doesn't matter what he claims the policies would be, they would change in an instant if it benefits him politically or gets put money in his pocket.
Money in his pocket, yep. Power behind him. That's what he's going to do. It doesn't have squat to do with you if you think it does. You've been suckered, okay? Everybody in a long con never thinks they've been conned. That is the very point of the long con. If you are a Trump voter and you work for a living, you are getting conned. You are the mark in the longest political con that this nation has seen in modern American history. You don't think you're being conned because the con's working. But trust me, you are. This guy doesn't care about you, doesn't care about your family farm, doesn't care about your kids. He doesn't even really care about the border. He doesn't. All he cares about is you voting for him so he can gain more power and money. He made over $160 million when he was in the Trump White House because he was in the White House. He made over $6 million just by forcing the Secret Service to stay in his damn hotels. You think this isn't a grift?
At marked up prices, like 300%. Yes. Oh, the government's going to be paying the bill. Well,
charge him triple.
Charge him more, because that's what every good steward of governmental dollars does, right? And this is a guy who's going to clean? He's going to drain the swamp. He's going to have Mexico pay for the wall.
He is the swamp.
Of course he is.
A swamp of one. Everywhere he goes, he leaves like a trail of swamp behind him.
An oil slick.
I can't believe we're here. Happy election eve, y'all. I love every single one of you, conservatives included. Please vote your heart tomorrow. It is a private and personal endeavor. It is your vote to save democracy, to respect our veterans, to respect those who serve, to respect yourself and your neighbors, to respect those who believe differently, to love one another, to treat one another as you would want to be treated. There is only one choice tomorrow. Please vote your heart. I'm Maggie Dawn. You got Dom Salvia coming up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for democracy. Go vote, y'all.
Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, joins me. We will preview the election on Tuesday. Plus, what's the right way to deal with election stress? I got answers. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Chinook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me. Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best co-workers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.